Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we hang out with someone from the Department of Travel. This week, it was Aaron Might Theron. Here's our conversation. Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is brought to you by TravelWisconsin.com. All right, let's get to this. It's our weekly travel segment. We are joined by Aaron Might Theron. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you here with us. Performing arts, this is a big deal in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, as the weather cools, we head indoors for unforgettable onstage action. Performing arts centers and venues throughout Wisconsin razzle and dazzle our visitors. So here's to raising a curtain on those shared moments of joy.
Yes, tell me about the Broadway performances and more in the Fox Cities.
Yeah, next, make your Fox Cities your next destination for a culture-filled getaway. Plan a trip around a show at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center. This is a 2,000-seat venue in the heart of downtown Appleton, and it hosts over 300 events per year, including what you mentioned, Broadway performances of some of the hottest musicals, live comedy, music, and so much more.
It's really incredible stuff, especially when you talk about all the things you can eat, all the places you can hang out in the Fox Cities. It's a special part of our state.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. So you can also add a visit to the new location of the Trout Museum of Art to your itinerary. The museum dates back to 1960, but it just relocated into a modern, bright and airy space that displays some wonderful works of art that are curated exclusively for the museum, so you won't find these exhibitions anywhere else. For lunch, you can try Author's Kitchen and Bar. This is a weekday brunch and lunch spot, which featured simple yet surprising flavors. I was just there last month and had the meatloaf sandwich and some of the authentic Argentinian empanadas, and Ooh. It did not disappoint. It was so, so good.
That sounds good. What if you want a nightcap?
Yeah, stop over to Vault 202. It's a former bank converted into a craft brewery where you can sip drinks right in the vault.
Then there's historic settings for a host of shows in Mineral Point, right?
Yeah, Mineral Point is one of my favorite small towns because of their art scene. The Mineral Point Opera House is the community's historic performing arts center, marking its 110th anniversary this year. And the theater fell into disrepair, but it went under a restoration process and kind of breathed new life into the building and returned it to its former grandeur. So today, visitors can enjoy a variety of entertainment at the Opera House. Upcoming reasons to visit are family-friendly movie nights, the Driftless Film Festival, which I highly recommend, the regional musical acts, including Celtic and Big Band holiday season shows are coming up, so check that out. While you're in Mineral Point, you can stay at the Mineral Point Hotel. It's a gorgeous property that dates back to the 19th century, which was an original flour mill. So nowadays, guests can relax in comfortable rooms with timeless finishes like clawfoot tubs and wrought iron bed frames.
All right, what about burgers? What about eats? We're going to work up an appetite.
Yes. Yeah, after your show, you can take in a burger at a small town pub, Cow Tippers Pub and Eatery, where the food is promised to be utterly delicious.
All right, what about Wausau? Wausau, I love Wausau, and I feel like it's just underrated. It's a great part of our state. What's going on in Wausau?
Yeah, I would agree with you there. The Grand Theater has been entertaining guests for over 125 years, which is a really long time. It's got roots dating back to 1899 and stands proud in the heart of Wausau's downtown. So browse the upcoming calendar. There's sure to be some events that'll please everybody. The upcoming show, like Tina Turner Musical, comedy performances from names like Steve-O and national and regional musicians. And consider heading to Wausau next week on November 4th for a free show from Bizaki. This is a Native American band that combines traditional singing and drumming with contemporary sounds.
What about grabbing a meal?
Yeah, there's lots of places to check out before or after a show at many of the downtown restaurants in Wausau. Lemongrass is an Asian fusion restaurant featuring curries, noodle dishes, pho, and more. And another one to check out is Venado, which is an elegant and welcoming cafe with fine wines, spirits, and local craft beers.
I have one in Wausau.
What do you got?
Red Eye Brewing Company.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a great one.
Isaac?
Isaac, the producer's from Wausau, too. Have you been to that one, huh, Aaron?
I have not, but I'm going to put it on my bucket list.
It's fantastic. They have really big pitchers.
Yeah.
And their wheat wine is...
Let's go together. I'm free the second weekend in December. Aaron, what about you?
Count me in.
Okay.
Individualized pizzas?
Isaac will drive.
Yeah, he needs to drive. Trust me, because after you have that pitcher, it's like, whoa, where am I?
Isaac will be the designated driver. Is that what you're saying?
And the owner, he also put in solar panels on the top and expanded it. I mean, my hottest place to go back in the day was Subway. So, I mean, that was big because I lived in Wausau for 2 years. I worked for Channel 7 up there.
TravelWisconsin.com. Check out the website. Aaron Mite Thurin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much.
Great ideas in there. Just some really, really great ideas in there. Hey, if you'd like information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. Information on our state, TravelWisconsin.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next week on Experience Wisconsin.